Good morning, Fred and Mindy. Lisa coming to you from Kisumu. Actually, we're out of town on our way to Dorothy's Village, Alendu, where Rafiki Africa Foundation operates Lighthouse Academy and also operates the farm. We'll be there soon. However, first we wanted to stop by the construction site where New Life Ephrata is working. So let's meet everyone.
Heather Kaufman, I want to give a shout out to Emma, Jude, and Jonathan. We love you.
Jason Kaufman, shout out to Sadie and the rest of the kids and my co-workers at Scenic Ridge.
Marissa Shirk, and a shout out to my best friends, Al Pal and Mad Dog.
Hello, Nathan Talley. I'd like to say hello to my family and friends in Central Pennsylvania.
And hi, my name is Pastor Dwayne Metzler from New Life Fellowship. I'd like to give a shout out to my wife, Chris, my daughters, Courtney, Ashley, and Andrew, son-in-law.
Now, you are here working with Pastor James and working with his church, and you first met him, I understand, when you visited Dorothy's Village back in 2001.
Yes, I came with a group of college students from Millersville University, and we stayed with Dorothy's family. We prayed over the land at that point where the school was to be built, and then we spent some time ministering to a youth camp, and that's where I met Pastor James. He and I did most of the preaching that week. And we kept in touch over Facebook and became very good friends over the years, including him coming to the States and staying with our family at our house.
So what are you doing this week?
Well, this week was specifically dedicated to building James a home. He's been living in the church office for a while because they couldn't pay the rent. And so he needs a home. He's never had one. This is the first piece of land and property that he will own in his life. So we are excited to be here. And our church at New Life Fellowship raised the funds to provide all the building materials and purchase the land. And so we're here to now put some bricks and mortar together and see it happen.
This is like a barn raising.
Pretty much. A little slower than that, but we're getting there.
And we're not going to complain about the heat, right?
No, we're not. It is about 90 degrees here in the summer afternoon, but I hear it's a little colder back home.
Yeah. So what are some of the specific things that you're doing? I saw some of you carrying bricks.
This is our second day here. Yesterday, we carried the blocks for the outside walls and a lot of bricks for the interior walls. Today, we are still carrying as well as putting some together. A few people are laying the block. We're working with the Kenyans here who know what they're doing. And so together, we're making it happen.
Well, thank you so much, Pastor Dwayne. Thank you, everybody. And I understand you're doing some street evangelism, too, a little bit later?
Yes. We were out yesterday in the market visiting in people's homes, sharing the gospel, and we'll be doing that again this afternoon. And a variety of things throughout the week, including a children's home and a children's rally on Saturday. So a variety of things.
Wonderful. Well, blessings to all of you and the work that you're doing here this week. I'm going to send it back to you, Fred and Mindy, broadcasting live from Kenya. I'm Lisa Landis.
Cool. Well, sounded great.